Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here is an example. Here's an example of Senate interference where they let one senator out of 100 hold things up because they have a pretty high opinion of themselves. And they think they're like Roman senators from the 2nd century B.C. and A.D., ancient Rome. They're aristocrats, so they think they are. Any one of them can just throw a monkey wrench in the works. That's got to change. But right now, it's Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi is a nonentity. He hasn't done anything. He's simply a cardboard cutout of a senator. But he suddenly held up his pinky, and he said, I'm going to hold up. There's a high-level Pentagon appointment coming up of a woman who's going to be the head of cost assessment and evaluation of projects, which is a vital Pentagon structure. And this is a woman who has a tremendous accounting background and is exactly what we need, because you can easily get cost overruns in the Pentagon, easily. Chew up a lot of taxpayer dollars, because a lot of the military people that negotiate are basically terrific people. I have a high school classmate who was a Navy captain, and he came out, and then he goes to work for a defense contractor, and he's a great guy, but his background was flying jets over Vietnam. His background is not accounting, and so that's why you want some civilian people at high levels who evaluate these projects. Roger Wicker, Mississippi, is holding her up. He's holding her up until he says the Navy agrees to buy more amphibious ships. Well, this guy wouldn't know an amphibious ship from a pumpkin pie. This guy, you know, where's his Navy experience? He has no Navy experience. So Roger Wicker, my deep suspicion is that in Pascagoula, Mississippi, which is a great area of Mississippi, they probably make amphibious ships. And if they don't, they may make parts or something, that kind of thing. And he goes, well, I think we need more amphibious ships. And let me tell you something. I was in the Navy for 3 years, stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, near Norfolk. And Little Creek, Virginia is the amphibious base at the time. This is a long time ago. We had a lot of LSDs and LSTs. An LST is a landing ship tank. An LSD is not a drug. It's landing ship dock. And that goes back to the Second World War. When you think about it, we invaded some of the islands held by the Japanese, and we wiped them out. And what happened was we had guys, you have to let guys get out to get up on the beach, the Marines. So what do? You don't have them row in canoes, you know, they're getting shot at. You go in these heavily fortified landing ship tanks and docks, and suddenly there's a wide front door opens, and these guys swarm out and the tanks come out and all that kind of stuff. Well, warfare has changed. Right now, there are amphibious ships being made, modern amphibious ships, in Marinette, Wisconsin. I'm on the Navy League of Milwaukee. I am the judge advocate on their executive board. I'm the guy that gives them legal counsel. It's a group of veterans and well-wishers of the U.S. Navy. And we make recommendations collectively on better funding for the Navy and more ships and so forth. But there's nobody I know that would say, I'm going to hold up Pentagon appointments unless they buy more amphibious ships. I mean, let's think that out. Is modern warfare going to be amphibious? There's going to be more long range. And if you need ships that can dart in and dart out, they're not going to be like landing ship tanks and landing ship docks in the Second World War. Who is this guy? Roger Wicker, who is this guy? Leave it to the professionals. Leave it in terms of the military to Navy admirals. And in terms of costs to civilian accountants who should be supervising this. And this idiot, this absolute idiot, this cipher cardboard cutout in Mississippi just goes, nah, I think I'll hold her up. I want to buy more amphibious ships. You cannot have individual senators deciding what kind of ships we are going to build. You can have individual senators saying, here's the budget for the Pentagon. And you can have individual senators saying on foreign policy, the House and the Senate are co-equal with the executive, and so therefore they should be heard. But when it comes down to what kind of ships, leave it to the experts. And when it comes to controlling costs, leave it to the experts. So that's what's going on from this idiot, Roger Wicker. Very, very lackluster guy. I mean, as the sad thing about Mississippi, there are a lot of good folks down there. One of the fellow officers of me with it on the, my ship was a guy named Wayne Cornelius Atkinson. Here's a shout out to Wayne Cornelius Atkinson of Pascagoula, Mississippi, degree in oceanography from Mississippi State. He's an excellent guy. They should come up with some better senators. They should probably elect Wayne Cornelius Atkinson, somebody like that, or one of his relatives. I mean, I don't know. And Roger Wicker, Google the guy. No, he came out of a cigarette ad, you know, an ad for shirts. I mean, the guy's bad news. He's just absolutely bad news. Very, very bad news. Well, we're going to go over to Ukraine. Ukraine. Well, one of the sad underpinnings of that, we know the Ruskies took Crimea. That was wrong. They've been sanctioned. They're bad. We're sending ships into the Black Sea and all that. But stories have come out now that there are Russian snipers, expert snipers who wear civilian clothes, and they roam around in Ukraine, not the Crimea, in Ukraine with sniper rifles. And what they do is they see a Ukrainian soldier in uniform guarding Ukrainian territory. They go up on a roof and they pick him off. They murder him is what they do. Then you can, what, you chase a guy in civilian clothes out into the crowd. Sadly, the Ukrainians have told their soldiers, if a sniper shot is near you, lie down for 20 minutes. They'll think that they killed you, and then you get away from there. Something's got to be done about this. Now, we could say, all right, we are going to what? Send American snipers over there to kill these guys? No, I don't want American troops getting involved in that war. Give them greater lethal weapons on the eastern part of Ukraine. So when they do that, the Ukrainians bomb the Soviet base in Crimea and kill a lot of people. No, that'll drag us into the war, and then the Ruskies will invade Ukraine. This has got to be done by strangling Putin economically even more. Economic sanctions. Biden's already put sanctions on for the Colonial Pipeline hack, for the meatpacking hack, and there have been other hacks, the subway system in New York, for that matter. And he told them, quite frankly, you have these gas and oil lines coming from Siberia, they're going to shut down. And you're not going to know how they were shut down, and you're not going to be able to repair them if you keep this up. And Putin got kind of misty-eyed, and he hasn't hacked since then. Well, there are other things we should be able to do. We've already ordered our banks not to buy bonds denominated in rubles. And maybe we can suspend purchases of Russian debt for 90 days. I'm throwing this out. This is for expert economists, not for radio talk. But you can't have people in civilian clothes roaming around Ukraine with sniper rifles picking off Ukrainian soldiers, because the only way normally to retaliate is to bomb them in Russia or Ukraine, and that'll start a war. You could go around picking off Russian soldiers, but a lot of the in Ukraine, they're in civilian clothes. They pretend to be patriotic Ukrainians. Everybody in that part of the country speaks Ukrainian and Russian. And there's a few Russian sympathizers. So I think some of them have got to be picked off by the Ukrainians. And we have got to tighten the tourniquet around Putin's neck economically very quick. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.